Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And today is Sunday, April 14th. And as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, the Polish word of the day, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and oberecks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin musically with this Stanisław Moniuszko song, Wiosna, it's springtime.
Błyszczą krople rosy, mruczy zdrój powoni, ukryta we wrzosy, gdzieś jałówka dzwoni. Piękną, miłą błonią leci wzrok wesoło, wkoło kwiaty wonią, kwitną gaje wkoło. Paś się błąkaj, trzotko, ja pod skałą siędę, piosnką lubą słodką śpiewać sobie będę. Ustroń miła, cicha, jakiś żal w pamięci, czegoś serce wzdycha, w oku zasię kręci. Łza wybiegła z oka, ze mną strumyk śpiewa, do mnie się z wysoka skowronek odzywa. Lot rozwija chyży, ledwo widny oku, coraz wyżej, wyżej, zginął już w obłokach. Nad pola, nad niwy jeszcze piosnkę głosi i ziemi śpiew tkliwy do niebios zanosi. Ziemi śpiew aż do niebios zanosi. Do niebios, do niebios zanosi.
And in the news, Poland's ambassador to Russia has paid tribute to thousands of Polish officers and intellectuals who were killed by the Soviets more than eight decades ago in a series of mass executions known as the Katyn Massacre. Krzysztof Krajewski laid flowers and lit candles at a Polish war cemetery in the Katyn Forest near the city of Smolensk in western Russia, public broadcaster Polish Radio's IAR news agency reported. It's our duty to be here to honor their memory, he said, during the tribute on Tuesday ahead of the 84th anniversary of the World War II mass murders. Krajewski remarked that monuments, plaques, and crosses commemorate Polish victims of Soviet crimes were being removed from public places in Russia amid increasing attempts to question the Soviet Union's responsibility for these atrocities. A host of events took place in Poland last Saturday to commemorate the victims of the 1940 Katyn massacre. April 13th is a national day of remembrance for the victims of the Soviet crime. Almost 22,000 Polish prisoners of war were killed in the spring of 1940 on orders from top Soviet authorities, according to estimates cited by Polish Radio's IAR news agency. Following the Soviet invasion of Poland in September 1939, thousands of Polish officers were deported to camps in the Soviet Union. POWs from camps in Kozielsk, Starobelsk, and Ostaszków, as well as Poles held in prisons run by the Soviet Union's NKVD secret police, were among those murdered in April 1940. Moscow for decades denied responsibility for the Katyn massacre, while the topic was taboo in Poland after the war remained under Soviet control until 1989. And we'll continue with the news after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com.
Beacon Bridge Wealth Partners exists to help you plan to live well. You may have questions like, how long will my money last? How will I manage changing my health care needs? What purposes can my wealth serve? Our mission is to provide you with holistic guidance that will help make confident decisions, avoid costly mistakes, and achieve meaningful impacts. Connect with us at beaconbridgewealth.com.
And we're continuing with the news. The United States has announced an emergency $138 million in foreign military sales for Ukraine, according to reports. The move, announced last week, aims to provide critical repairs and spare parts for Kyiv's Hawk missile systems, the AP news agency reported. The U.S. Department of State said that Ukraine has an urgent need to increase its capabilities to defend against Russian missile strikes and the aerial capabilities of Russian forces, according to the AP. Maintaining and sustaining the Hawk weapon system will enhance Ukraine's ability to defend its people and protect critical national infrastructure, the U.S. State Department said in a memo outlining the sale, as cited by the AP. The Hawk is a medium-range surface-to-air missile defense system. And on the lighter side, last week, I reported on the Penguin of the Year competition and Poland's entrant Kokosanka, coconut cake, a five-year-old rare albino penguin from the Gdańsk Zoo. Keep your fingers crossed. The votes are still being tabulated. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Remember to support the sponsors who support Polonia Today.
Czy chcesz śpiewać w żeńskim chórze? Chór imienia Marceli Kochańskiej-Sembry zaprasza. Próby odbywają się w każdy poniedziałek o godzinie 7:30 wieczorem. Miejscem spotkań jest Dom Polski przy 9150 Academy Road. Jeśli masz trochę czasu i lubisz śpiewać, spróbuj razem z nami. Możesz przyjść bezpośrednio na próbę lub zadzwoń do Dolores 215-633-0560. Śpiewamy pieśni kompozytorów polskich i amerykańskich. Pracujemy nad muzyką klasyczną i okolicznościową, a także kilka razy w roku dajemy koncerty. Wspólne śpiewanie pozwoli Ci na oderwanie się od dnia codziennego i chwilę relaksu. Spróbuj!
Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Czerw Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Czerw Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Czerw always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707.
Hi, Hi, this is Tebe Majka, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM. And today, Radio Polonia asks, what happens when the name of a favorite dish turns political and becomes an issue for debate?
This is Radio Poland, broadcasting from Warsaw.
Polish fusion, Polski fusion, the Polish palate,
the Polish quest for taste,
pierogi,
pizza,
kebab,
molecular cuisine,
tales from the Polish kitchen with
Agnieszka Bielawska,
Elżbieta Krajewska. Hello everyone.
Well, this is about the change the name of pierogi, which in Poland are called ruskie, and change their name into something else. The thing is that pierogi ruskie means Russian in Polish, definitely have nothing to do with Russia.
That's true. I think it's on a wave of an attempt to lighten the mood. First of all, is something that we Poles, I think we're quite famous for finding sometimes unobvious in a situation. And definitely, ruskie pierogi were not an obvious development of events as they unfolded. But it has caused, actually, I think, a national discussion. What are ruskie pierogi and whether we should be actually calling them that? Because ruskie obviously has an association with Russians. We will develop on this, but it's not actually directly related to Russian. We do call them Russian pierogi if we translate them quickly, but they aren't. Although, on the other hand, ruskie does mean Russians in Polish, in the vernacular. Well, it's quite simply ruskies. And many years ago, we had a joke about this kind of pierogi in times of martial law. So obviously, for some people, the association is quite clear. But I think now there's a petition to be calling them Ukrainian, which in fact they are.
Which in fact they are. The thing is that they are called ruskie because of Ruthenia, because of the eastern parts of what was then Poland, now primarily is Ukraine. And that is why they were called ruskie, which definitely did not mean Russian, but meant that they derived from this part of Poland on in the east, from the land of Ruthenia, from the borderlands, which were called Kresy Wschodnie.
Eastern borderlands, yes. So what used to be.
Used to be. And the thing is that, yes, we now defy the name ruskie. The thing is that historically these pierogi were called either kresowe, deriving from the borderland, and they were also called polskie, because it were the Poles living in that part of the country who came up with the idea of producing pierogi, which were then stuffed only with potatoes and cracklings. One cannot even say bacon, because I think it was primarily lardons. And they were initially, they were not served boiled, but they were served baked. And then, of course, it all developed. Then came World War II, and then all those Poles who were resettled from these lands to the post-World War II territory of Poland came with the heritage of pierogi ruskie on their menu.
Well, one thing we know for sure, this kind of pierogi is, although we call them Russian pierogi, they are absolutely unknown in Russia. And the other thing is that, well, we've said this many times, that all of Poland, all of Europe, and indeed of the world, has some sort of dumpling stuffed with a variety of fillings. And Yes, you might think that the potato filling is something that is typically Polish. I think we haven't really elaborated on what these pierogies contain. And it's, as you said, it's a filling mainly of potato with some crackling. And nowadays with white cheese, the sort of fresh cheese, which is very typical for this part of the world. They are very good, but there used to be this type of dumpling. They used to be served mostly in the springtime, as it turns out, and only then became food that was eaten all the year round.
The addition of the white quark cheese, as you say, may be relatively new. It came from the eastern part, as did the pierogi ruskie, only after the cheese ceased to be something of a delicacy. Because initially it was definitely too expensive, too costly to stick it into the pierogi as a stuffing. And then
anything with potatoes is bound to be poor food.
And then when it joined the potatoes in the stuffing, it not only joined it because it was tasty, but because, as the beliefs of the people living in the eastern parts, because it had this way of dispersing bad omens, bad evil spirits. Well, this is something that I've learned only a couple of days ago, because we have to admit that it's Elżbieta and I, we are fans of white cheese. I mean, a day without white cheese, without quark, is a day lost. And we never knew that consuming those huge amounts
going
of
abroad where there's no such cheese is difficult.
We never knew cheese. That consuming those, you know, huge amounts of quark cheese, we somehow make those bad.
We're protecting ourselves
exactly.
And our surroundings from evil spirits, as it turns out. Yes.
So, pierogi ruskie, this is an initiative, but I don't think it should be joined as such, and we should not maybe rename them, or maybe we can rename them into Ukrainian or Polish. But if we stick to the name ruskie, we should always remember to add some sort of an explanation that they are not Russian by genre, and they do not come from Russia. It was not a favorite dish of, I don't know, Catherine the First, for example, but it just came from the eastern parts of what was then Poland. So it's not related to Russia, but it's related to Ruthenia.
And, well, I don't know if that new name is going to stick. Quite possibly it will, although I think if I cast back to those jokes of the past decades, I think I'd keep the Russian pierogi. We used to say nobody ordered Russian, they just came themselves. And
yes, let's stick to the pierogi with the potato and the cheese. Savory
and
ones.
And the crackling.
Exactly. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we'll conclude the cultural corner with Marina, appropriately, gotuj pierogi. Mary, make those pierogi.
Do studni pompuje aż do dni. Marina, gotuj pierogi. Marina, Marina, gotuj pierogi. Marina, Marina, gotuj pierogi.
Mój Maćku drogi, kiedy nie mam mąki,
a Maciek do młynia po mąkę zażyna. Marina, gotuj pierogi.
Drogi, kiedy nie mam jajek,
a Maciek do miasta po jaja dąży. ciasta, Marina, gotuj pierogi.
Let's learn a little Polish today. Our Polish word of the day is the adverb for yesterday. Wczoraj. Repeat after me, wczoraj. And here's an example sentence. Zapomniałam, że wczoraj był jego urodziny. I forgot that yesterday was his birthday. So remember to practice wczoraj.
Sing along with me.
Taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and coming soon, the grand reopening of the Associated Polish Homes Beer Garden. Stay tuned for more information and succeeding programs. TJ tells me he's anxious. And the Polish Heritage Society of Philadelphia will hold its annual scholarship awards luncheon after the 11 a.m. Mass at the Częstochowa Shrine on Sunday, May 5th. A great opportunity to congratulate the students and to support the Society's efforts to support Polonia's future. And as today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to one of my favorite kids groups, Chór Bez Batuty, Zakochani na Wiosnę. And remember, you can listen anytime to the podcast by logging onto the web at www.dbam.com and on your radio dial at 860 AM. Till next Sunday at 1:30, do usłyszenia.